Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. And Matt, it's a Wednesday here in Pittsburgh. And, well, we're a few days away from the conference championship games.
Yeah.
That also means we're a few more days closer to basically the end of the season.
League year's wrapping up. Yeah.
2.5 weeks out from the Super Bowl, so things are starting to take shape here. We've seen the Steelers make some future signings, including bringing back Quincy Roche on Tuesday.
I think that's noteworthy.
Yeah, I like that move, in terms of bringing back a guy. I know when he got released or signed by the Giants, the Steelers were going to try to slide him over onto their practice squad. The Giants signed him to their active roster, and he played some football for them.
Mm-hmm. No, he's had an okay career, and for a mid to late round pick type of guy. And I think he has some special teams value from what I understand. I haven't studied him. This just happened. But I liked him when he left. I liked the draft pick when it happened. He fixed the system. There's familiarity. There's not much invested. It's not like, boy, if he comes to camp and doesn't look good, so what? So
right.
I don't know if people all understand what a futures contract is.
They absolutely don't.
Right.
When they've signed a couple guys, standalone guys here over the last week or so. And I tweet something out about it, and well, what kind of signing is that? That's not going to get him to the Super Bowl. That's not what these are. This isn't free agency, folks. These are guys that people have cut loose that are out there on the that are floating out there that you sign to a contract and bring them to camp. They're part of your 90-man roster, basically.
Right. And maybe there's some that are more priority than other that. We like this guy. I think he's got a good chance when it's all said and done to be even on the final roster or practice squad. So we're going to go prioritize him the second we can. But you're not married to these guys at all. All it is basically a camp invite. It's a lot closer than, boy.
You're gonna work in the OT in the off season program with maybe a chance to get to training. Training camp based on what happens in the draft and real free agency.
Right. I mean, real free agency hasn't happened yet. Anthony Miller's different, though.
Right. I mean, he signed a regular contract.
He has a real contract. He's going to be in the mix. Doesn't mean he's promised a spot on the team, but it's almost like he's a real free agent. These other guys aren't.
Absolutely. So, speaking of free agency, Matt, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Steelers' upcoming free agents.
Okay,
that would have included Anthony Miller had he not signed last week. So, looking at their list here, free agency starts March 15th this year. That's the official date. So, it's always in the middle of March. So that's when everybody has to be salary cap compliant as well. You have to be under that $225 million salary cap. I know there are a lot of different numbers floating around out there right now. Don't trust any of them. Trust the numbers once March 15th rolls around. That's when teams have to be cap compliant. That's when they have to have ability to sign free agents.
And folks, Dale and I were talking about this before we hit record, too, because all the different sites you go to, it looks bleak. All these teams are under the cap or way over the cap. What's going on? Your Steelers are going to be fine. They're going to be very able to be active. They're not going to be handcuffed by the cap really at all this year. It doesn't mean they can go get 10, $20 million guys, but I mean, they're going to be plenty of space to make things happen, and they have a lot of room to create more. So don't worry.
Yeah. So looking at the restricted players, that would be J.C. Hasenauer. That would be Jeremy McNichols. People forget he was on the roster because he was on IR all season. And yeah, that would be James Pierre. I would say yes. Yeah, I think Hasenauer and Pierre are definitely guys that you tender, which means their cap number probably jumps up to about $3 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then McNichols, you just let, you're not going to pay him $3 million.
No.
Fully guaranteed. That's silly. But Hasenauer and Pierre are two guys who are in your plans.
I think Pierre in particular is not a key to the offseason. That's way too strong for a restricted free agent, but very important to retain because it's the Kevin Colbert method. I mean, I can line up with that guy and play with him tomorrow. Whether I draft one in the first round, the second day, whether I get Sutton back or not, I absolutely want Pierre on this roster, not even for camp, but for opening day. And ideally,
not to mention he's one of your better gunners too.
I say he's maybe the best special teamer on the team. I mean, he's one of the top three or four for sure. And if he could be my fourth corner whenever we break camp, I think you're really sitting pretty because I think he's been playing better and better too. I mean, he's a good football player.
I did forget one as well. Steven Sims is restricted.
Oh, that's important too. I mean, now Sims, Miller, Austin are fighting for that third spot, which is pretty good. Again, you can live with that and whether you draft one or not. And the way I would look at the receiver situation with those three is I'm not interested in spending money outside the organization at wide receiver. If the draft sets up to get one, cool. I always want an extra, but I can live with the five, including Sims, as rosterable guys.
Let's go through the unrestricted guys now. And these are okay.
Haas, is he definitely in the mix? My problem with him isn't that he's small or whatever. It's he's only a center. You know, like
he's played guard before in the past and actually been okay.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, ideally, I would like a better fourth interior lineman than him, but he's proven to be useful.
You have to have somebody on your roster has to have center capability.
Right. Without question.
Actually wants to be a center. And I don't think you want to do that with Kendrick Green.
Agreed. I mean, you don't want to move James Daniels back to center unless it was an emergency or something like that too.
Right.
No, I mean, I get the value of Haas, but I'm just not sure that's the best usage of $3 million is my question.
Yeah. Looking at the restricted or the unrestricted guys, again, this is in alphabetical order. We'll just do these four or five at a time. So you got Marcus Allen, Tyson Alualu, Miles Boykin, Devin Bush, Jesse Davis. That takes us down to the D's.
Okay.
I don't see any of those guys back. Maybe Boykin.
I'd say Boykin's my favorite for what he would cost. Again, but special teams, blocker. But we just named five receivers they're going to have. Is he better than any of those five? Maybe, maybe not. He's different than Sims, obviously. He's different than Miller and Austin. But the world would spin without him, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if they sign him to a similar deal to what they signed Miller to, I'm sure, which is the veteran minimum. Okay. Maybe. You know, very minimal, you know, minimal signing bonus. So it's not, you know, if you have to cut that guy, it doesn't hamstring your salary cap or anything like that. And I don't know that there's going to be a huge market beating down Miles Boykin's door.
I mean, I think he'll be in the league next year, but
yeah,
a month and a half from now, you might be able to just call him up and say, hey, you know, we're going to bring you back.
What about a guy like Davis?
He was the one I was trying to avoid talking about because I don't know anything more about him.
I mean, he didn't play a lick. He didn't play at all, basically, this season. But he has played a lot of snaps in the past in the NFL.
Right. When they made the, when they went and got him, I did a bunch of homework on him and thought, okay, this is a fine deal. You know, he might be serviceable. But my opinion hasn't really changed. We've talked about this a lot. I mean, I guess the O-line situation, you have your starting five back, and that's great. And that's a luxury that most teams don't have. We just addressed Haas as your interior guy. They're going to draft somebody. I'm sure they will draft a tackle. Maybe it's a fifth rounder. Maybe it's a first rounder. Who knows? And I bet that there's another rookie spot available, you know?
Yeah.
You might need a Davis type or a Scott type, you know, one more guy that's been around the block.
Yeah. I mean, he can play some right tackle for you. He can play guard. Those guys are valuable.
I know we're only through the D's, but if you were picking between Davis and Scott, do you have a preference?
Probably Scott, because he's more tackle.
More of a tackle, yeah.
Capable. And obviously they liked him better. They used him as that extra blocker,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to using Davis in that role.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess they are telling us what they think. Safe to say, Alualu will probably hang it up.
I think he's going to retire, yeah.
I think he should.
Yeah.
I don't think Bush will be a Steeler.
No, I don't think he will either. I mean, where he lands is going to be interesting. Yeah. You know, I don't know that he can't play.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, there's a possibility that maybe he was just miscast as a 3-4 inside linebacker. Maybe he should be playing weak side linebacker for somebody or something like that, that, you know, just allows him to run and chase, the, you know, get the ball. We'll see.
I mean, I don't think his career's over. I bet he signs a similar deal to like what Edmonds did a year ago somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it's an prove it deal.
Speaking of Edmonds, he's next on our list here. So you got Terrell Edmonds, Zach Gentry, Carl Joseph, DeMonte KZ, and Larry Ogunjobi. This is the meat.
Here's the meat. Yeah, right. And we haven't gotten to Sutton yet, but those are the names. You know, I mean, I'd love to get all. I think Edmonds has tremendous value. I think KZ has tremendous value, or a lot of value. Do I want three big contracts in my safety room? Not the worst thing in the world, but I can understand.
I don't think you're going to have big contracts, though. I mean, it.
I don't think they'll make massive money.
That safety position to me is like you've got all your high paid guys, mm-hmm. you know, those 10 to 15 players who are making 12 million plus or even 10 million plus.
Right. Yeah.
And then there's no middle class or very few right. guys in that making $6 million a year
mm-hmm.
or $8 million a year. And then everybody else is working on a $2 or $3 million a year deal. So if I can get those guys back, if I can get it, let's put it this way. If I can get Edmonds and KZ back with a total expenditure of about $6 million to $7 million. Okay.
Hmm.
I don't have a problem okay. with that.
I guess we're sort of seeing it in the same light. I thought the number you would say to make it more realistic would be like $9 million between the two of them though. I mean, I want to raise if I'm both of them, and I think they both deserve it and both will get it somewhere. Maybe you can get them both for 7 or 8. I mean, and I'm still on board. I mean, I don't think it'll be $6 million per.
Well, I think, you know, a raise, when I look at what those guys were making this year, I think Edmonds was at like $3 million and KZ was $2 million. So you're,
I know.
I don't, you know, how much of a raise that's the, I mean, you're obviously the cap goes up, so you're going to get something of a raise out of that. But mm-hmm. I'm calling up the salary cap this year.
I think I'm walking in saying I want to double my last contract.
And okay.
But that's what you're, I mean, I think that's what you come to the table with.
And yeah. I'm
just, somewhere 50% in between or something like that. And I don't know that I'd sign those guys to one-year deals either. I wouldn't mind getting them both for two.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Edmonds' cap hit this year was $1.187 million. His total expenditures was $2.38. So I'll give him four. Is he going to take four?
When it's all said and done, probably.
And KZ's number was, he played for the minimum this year, $717,000. His total cap hit was
$870,000.
But if I give him $1.5 million,
I might give them both the same deal.
You could do that too.
Like you did with like Levi and Spoon and those guys. You know,
here's the thing though. Like, so I did Saverin's show earlier in the week, and this question came up, and he said, well, if you could only have one of the two, let's say Edmonds goes somewhere else, well, you just replace him with KZ. I don't think that works.
No, I don't think they're similar at all.
I think KZ is your Minka replacement, and he allows Minka to do other things, but I don't want KZ as my strong safety.
No. I mean, I think if when you rank them in terms of like physicality near the ball capabilities, it's Edmonds, gap, Minka, gap, KZ. You know, like,
yeah.
So on the safety spectrum, KZ and Edmonds are the opposite ends of the spectrum. They both have an S near their name, but they're not the same.
Yeah, and that's no knock on KZ. I think he's a solid tackler. I think but he's going to be mismatched against if he has to cover tight ends.
That's just like I don't want Edmonds in the deep middle.
Right, same thing. Yeah, but I'll take KZ there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they both had equal contracts, who do you pick?
Edmonds.
I would take KZ. I think
I could go find another KZ.
I think I can find another strong easier than I can find a free.
But you got KZ last year for essentially nothing.
I know. I mean, I guess I shouldn't have phrased that of the same contract because one of them was more expensive than the other.
One of them started 17 games and the other one did not. That's it.
Right. I just think when you look around the league, it's easier to find strongs than frees. And yeah. I'm looking at it like all three of them. I want three no matter what. I mean, I'm going into camp with three starting caliber safeties.
But I don't think it's unrealistic to get those two guys under contract for next year at a cap hit of $6 to $7 million.
And then I'm all in.
If you do a 2-year deal with that, let's say you do a 2-year deal with Edmonds, or even a 3-year deal with Edmonds, well, that first year is going to be cheap.
Right. I mean, he's not going to get a huge signing bonus.
Right.
And you'll prorate it over 2 years too. I mean, that's
yeah. I mean, if you do, 3 years at $12 to $15 million for him.
Yeah. No, I'm in.
Yeah.
I think that's the deal. Yeah.
So that's how I would handle that. We'll see what the Steelers do with that. And one thing people need to understand here. Just because Kevin Colbert's no longer the GM of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and just because they have some new guys in their scouting department, they're not changing how they do business.
No.
They're still a triumvirate that does everything here. And there's one point at the top of the triumvirate who makes all the final call on everything.
I turned 50 in June, and they haven't changed much since I've been born. It doesn't matter who's
Art Rooney the second makes the final call on everything.
Right. And
Omar Khan, and it's a triangle. You got Omar Khan at one corner. You got Mike Tomlin at the other corner. And at the top of the pyramid, you've got Art Rooney the second.
Yeah. There's not going to be sweeping change.
Nowhere in there is Andy Weidel.
Right. He's a scout.
He's a scout. Nothing against Andy Weidel. I mean, they hired him for a reason. But that reason was because Omar Khan doesn't have a background in scouting. So they got somebody to help him with that part of the job. But he doesn't have any say or call on this stuff.
No, he's a talent evaluator. And he will have a say. I mean, he will have an opinion.
Yeah.
Evaluate talent, but he's not going to trump Mr. Rooney.
No.
Or, you know, right. No. The way it works, right.
Yeah. Looking at the other guys that we mentioned there, Ogunjobi.
He's the hardest one for me.
Yeah, if you look at Spot Track, for what his market value is.
The hardest decision of all their free agents to make.
Yeah. I mean,
what's he going to ask for? Is he going to ask for the Bears contract?
If you look, he made $8 million this year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they got the deal. It was his base salary was 1.5. His signing bonus was basically 6.5. So they got that out, got him for $8 million.
Yeah.
Which if you look,
going right for a good starting defensive tackle.
Yeah. Now, is he going to want a big raise from that? I don't know.
Warrant it? Sort of, I mean,
yeah.
I think he asked for 12, gets 9. 10?
Because he was going to get it last. He was going to get 13 last year on the open market.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at Spot Track, his calculated market value is $3.4 million per year.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Because here are the guys that they estimate his market value with. Jerron Reed, Kerry Hyder, Al-Qaeddine Muhammad, and Charles Harris.
All of whom are upcoming free agents, right?
They just signed deals.
I know Reed is.
Yeah. They just signed deals.
I know Hyder and Reed are.
Now,
he's more valuable than those guys. I know Smoltz knows more than I do, but he's
I think he's better than those guys.
Yeah. I think he'd get more than those guys. But maybe you get him for 8 again. I think it's settling because he's never going to be Stephon Tuitt. He's never going to be the next Cam. He's a number two, but you'd love him to be your number three, which is unrealistic. You'd have to draft past him.
Right.
And I'm not saying they should hold out for Hargrave or, one of these guys. But
well, that's what's not going to happen. People thinking that Hargrave is coming back here. He made 13 plus million. Over the last per season for over the last 3 years from the Eagles, and he just played in the Pro Bowl, or he's a Pro Bowl player. Like Philly's not letting him walk out the door.
He's a very good franchise candidate, if anything.
Yeah.
They would lose Fletcher Cox before they let him walk.
Right. That's why when they were talking trades last season, they were talking about trading Fletcher Cox, not Javon Hargrave.
No. I mean, Hargrave's in his prime. Like his advanced metrics and whatnot are a lot closer to Aaron Donald, Chris Jones this year than they are Fletcher Cox,
Larry Ogunjobi.
Right? Yeah, exactly. He's one of the best defensive tackles in the league.
Yeah, no, so he's not going anywhere. So Ogunjobi's you'd like to get him back, as long as it doesn't get – I'm not interested in going – I might set my ceiling at $8 million again for him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he'll take if he'll play on something similar to what he did last year, maybe we do it again, a multi-year deal instead. You got a year to watch him now, and you say, okay, we like you. You like it here. How about we do something long-term? Let's do 3 years at $24 million and, 12 of that is signing bonus, and therefore the cap hit isn't too great this year. Because the cap's going to – by 2025, when all the gambling money kicks in and all that, the cap is going to be $275 million.
Right. Oh, it's going up dramatically. Like, and Joe Burrow's about to make $50 million.
Cam's off the books and things of that nature. So you can afford to backload some deals here that aren't going to kill you.
Right. And what's nice about Ogunjobi in a number like that, you can still use your first-round pick on an Eagle.
Absolutely.
Tackle,
yeah.
Or you wait till the fourth round. It's some insurance. It's a nice safety blanket. And you said this well the other day, or a couple weeks ago probably. Everyone listening, doesn't know how injured he was this year.
Right.
they do. You know, boy, he was really gutting through it. He would have been a better player if it wasn't for X injuries, you know.
Yeah, I know it was just a toe injury toward the end of the season.
He was injured when I signed him.
But a toe injury is a big deal for a 300-pound defensive lineman trying to come off the ball and things of that nature. I mean, he was playing through that. So,
right.
Who else was on that? We just Gentry is another guy that you're not going to break the bank for Zach Gentry. I think he likes it here as well. Mm-hmm. But what's the market going to be? You know, we just don't know for that blocking tight end position.
Again, this is kind of the KZ Edmonds conversation. Him and Hayward couldn't be any more different.
Yeah.
I want more snaps of Hayward. I think he's making more.
But here's the thing with Hayward, though. And we're going to get to Derek Watt here a little later. Mm-hmm. But if you don't re-sign Derek Watt, Hayward becomes your fullback. He's going to be on the field more.
He's going to be on the field, and he deserves it. I mean, I thought he was of Watt, Gentry, and Hayward. I want to see more Hayward. I think he's the best football player of the three.
But the problem becomes somebody needs to be available if Pat Freiermuth is injured, and that's not Hayward.
No, it's not. This is a side note, but I expect more six offensive line sets, you know, when it's not even goal line, but when you want to get big and physical, I think there'll be a rookie tackle to throw out there that could do some Gentry stuff. When we dig more and more into this draft, and I'm curious what you think of the Senior Bowl too, tight end's one of the best positions.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's there's definitely some depth there as well. And I don't mind drafting one, but also because I've got Hayward and I can call Hayward a fullback. Because you're gonna have a fullback on your roster.
You probably want four fullback / tight ends on the roster.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Hayward can do both.
Yeah. Gives you some flexibility there.
Yeah.
But
if Gentry's not a Steeler, I don't mind.
Yeah. So you got Malik Reed, Mason Rudolph, Trent Scott, Benny Snell, Robert Spillane.
I think Rudolph's gone unless somebody offers you something for Trubisky and you want to sign Rudolph, which I'd be absolutely fine with. But I bet
I don't know that Rudolph's going to want to sign. I think he wants a chance to play somewhere.
I don't think anyone's going to tell him he's their starter.
No, I don't think that's going to be the case. But they may say, hey, we're going to come in and give you at least an opportunity to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, as a number two guy.
Drafting high might say, you know, the Texans might say, we're going to bring in you and C.J. Stroud.
He might just want a different. You know, different scenery. He's been here for 6 years. And
I think Trubisky's going to be the backup anyway. So,
yeah.
I'm a little bit mixed feelings on Reed too. I think you would like the upgrade there.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Bad. I mean, I don't think he's bad, but I'd like the upgrade.
Scott, we've talked a little bit about in terms of the, you know, that swing offensive tackle. He's okay there.
I'm not talking to him though until 3 weeks into free agency.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See how things go there. Benny Snell.
Core
special teamer, but I don't want to pay him to be that core special teamer.
I want to pay a rookie. I want to pay a fifth round pick money.
Yeah, I don't want to pay him. Now, as an unrestricted free agent, you can get him cheaper than what you could when he was restricted. So you could get a Benny Snell at, you know, $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. Yeah.
Maybe.
You could get him in a KZ contract with a little bit of signing bonus. He's making the veteran minimum now and an extra $250,000 in signing bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, you know,
cut him at camp.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I think he has
more and you cut him.
Yeah. I do think he has value with this team because his running style is similar to that. Yeah, it's similar to that as Najee Harris.
Yeah. I bet he has more value here than anywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, there aren't. Yeah. So, and same kind of the same thing with Spillane. You know, if I could get Spillane back on the cheap, okay. I don't, you know,
yeah.
But I'm not signing. I'm not penciling him in as a starter.
I get the feeling they like him more than we like him. And I'm sure he's great behind the scenes and he played a ton of snaps at the end, but he can't be a starter for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. That brings us to
ultimate stopgap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I draft one and, you know, hopefully the drafted player outplays him quickly, but
quickly.
Cam Sutton, Derek Watt, the aforementioned Derek Watt, and Chris Wormley are the final three unrestricteds.
If Ogunjobi walks, I'm calling Wormley right away just because a bird in the hand, you know, just for my fourth or fifth guy, I know what he is. Otherwise, I'd love to see how the draft goes before I talk to him, if you have that luck.
Yeah. Well, and he's come, he's got a knee injury that required surgery.
True.
He's
your advantage.
He might not get signed until training camp.
Yeah. Which again could work to your advantage.
Right. Sutton might be the guy that you have to get signed before free agency opens.
I would say he's the one I'm talking to now. I mean, if you're prioritizing who I'm talking to before the 15th or whatever you said, you'd love to get him locked up. But I bet his agent, if the agent doesn't care where he plays, would love to see his client get on the open market because he's going to get a lot of money.
Yeah, and if you look at what he made this year, his cap hit was $5.2 million. The base salary is $4.5 million. When they signed him, and it really came down to re-signing him or, you know, Mike Hilton. And I know people look at that and say, well, they should have re-signed Hilton. They got Sutton at 2 years at $9 million.
They got a lot of good football out of him for that price.
And got a lot of good football out of that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. What does SpotTrac have him at projected? I bet it's 12.
His market value, according to SpotTrac, is 7.6.
Wow. Oh, I'm in at that. I thought he'd be over 10.
They're talking 3 years, $22.9 million.
I'd do that right now. I would do 3 years, $25
million. Yeah.
And be very comfortable.
The guys that they compare him to, surprisingly, interestingly enough, Bradley Roby, Michael Davis, Levi Wallace, and Mike Hilton.
Okay. I'd probably take him over all those guys, though.
Yeah.
But that's not crazy company to keep.
No, I mean, I think he's a solid, if you had to line up tomorrow and play, you're happy having Cam Sutton.
Absolutely.
As a guy that can, you know, because you can do different things with him as well. I think he has additional value here as opposed to going somewhere else.
No question. And I also think he's the only one currently on the roster that's a slot and an outside.
Right.
It's a lot of value too.
Which is very helpful as well. So, that's the Steelers' free agent situation. Those are the guys that they have coming up for free agency here. So we'll see what happens as we get closer to that date. And
real quick, I'm leaning towards no on Watt too.
Yeah, I mean he's 30. Right. You drafted Hayward for a reason.
What he does on offense is replaceable. He's a very good special teamer. I understand his last name isn't Jones or, you know, Smith, but so be it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the business part of it, of the equation. You can subscribe now to The Drive. Every episode we do is available for you to download. Subscribe today through the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you find your podcasts. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA. way.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.